Banff. The town of Banff has cancelled its Canada Day pyrotechnics displays for the foreseeable future. Council has cut $15,000 in funding from the operating budget for each of the years 2024-26 after the municipality's Emergency Preparedness Services and Parks Canada raised concern about fire safety. To have pyrotechnics done at that time of year is usually when we're in a high fire season, and there's a high possibility of having those cancelled anyway, said Town Manager Kelly Gibson during the January 17 budget meeting. In 2018, Banff Town Council banned traditional loud fireworks for Canada Day, Halloween and New Year's Eve celebrations in favor of special effects pyrotechnics, commonly referred to as silent or quiet fireworks, to lessen stress on wildlife. The explosive noise from fireworks can cause fear, stress, disorientation and anxiety in wild animals, and Parks Canada has reported observing a range of effects on wildlife, from summer nesting birds to wintering elk already distressed by the fall rut. Even though pyrotechnics have reduced noise because there is no secondary explosion and the low altitude reduces the distance of sound travel, the shows still produce noise, bright flashes, smoke at crowd level and litter that had to be carefully recovered. In 2018, 2019 and 2022, the town of Banff provided a pyrotechnics display on Canada Day, but cancelled the show in 2023 after Parks Canada required an impact assessment, and in preliminary discussion suggested Parks Canada would unlikely give approval. Mayor Corey DeMano voiced support for removing pyrotechnics for Canada Day, though there is still a chance they could happen on New Year's Eve. It's July 1st and by then there's typically fire bans throughout the province, and I know that it's only getting hotter and drier, she said. Council also considered cutting the budget for Canada Day nighttime performances in Central Park to shave about $30,600 off a $66 million operating budget, $24.9 million of which is from municipal property taxes in 2024. That was quickly voted down by the majority of council, with the exception of Counts Hugh Pettigrew and Ted Christensen. The vehicle-driven Canada Day parade returns this year, complete with marching bands, Indigenous performers and entertainers, following the July 1, 2023 parade of non-motorized wheeled transport, such as bikes and skateboards. While the pyrotechnics display has been cancelled in the lead-up to midnight, DeMano said she could not support removing the nighttime entertainment and performances in Central Park. Having that celebration at night is a really nice space for folks that they can come with their families, and kids can dance around on the lawn, she said, noting that was one of her favorite Canada Day memories as a child. I think this is such a nice opportunity for families, and for folks who perhaps aren't interested as much in the bar scene, to be able to celebrate Canada Day into the evening together.